Secretary of State Mike Pompeo declaring today that Israel's settlements in the West Bank are not a violation of international law.
It comes after the Trump administration's been working to overturn actions taken during the end of the Obama administration, one example of which is the recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. We're going to talk more about it. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Aaron David Miller, senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and a former State Department Middle East analyst and negotiator in Republican and Democratic administrations. Thank you for talking to us tonight. We need your help giving this move some context to explain the significance of what this declaration means.
You know, it's first of all, it's really interesting that the statement came from Mike Pompeo at the State Department in context of a couple other announcements. It was not made out of the White House, not by the president, not by his chief envoy for Arab-Israeli peace, making his son-in-law, Mr. Kushner. And I think in part that's driven by the fact this was not really intended, even though I think it did break a lot of crockery and new ground. I think they wanted, to some degree, to low-key this. And given the news coverage it has not received, largely because of the impeachment inquiry, at least in Washington, it's sucking up all the oxygen here, I think that's notable. But I think, by and large, I think, as with many things in this administration, domestic politics plays a key role, and I think there has been pressure from within the administration, and it makes the pro-Israeli constituencies very happy to basically, as you indicated before, abandon some of the approaches taken by the Obama administration and his predecessors, and to make the Republican Party the go-to party when it comes to support for Israel. Whether it's downgrading Palestinian state, recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, dismissing the refugee issue, and now essentially validating Israel's settlement enterprise. All of this, I think, is designed to support Mr. Trump's politics. Much less concern, I think, with Mr. Netanyahu's right now.
Well, that was going to be my next question. You mentioned the domestic politics, but there are some who are suggesting that the timing of this is meant to give a little boost to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. You don't think that's the case?
Well, it can't be ruled out. It's 2 days before Mr. Gantz, Mr. Netanyahu's opponent, who pulled more of seats than he did in the most recent election, is due to give up his mandate, couldn't form a government in 28 days, and now it goes into a 21-day period where any member of Knesset can be tasked if he or she has 61 votes or a majority, can basically form a government. Now, it's possible. I'm sure Mr. Netanyahu will perceive this as a sort of lifeline from the Trump administration. But Mr. Netanyahu's problem right now is not the so-called right. It's Mr. Lieberman, who himself is a right-of-center politician, who's run on a platform of secularization, not necessarily one validating Israel's settlement enterprise on the West Bank. But, again, I wouldn't rule it out. We'll see what the next 2 or 3 weeks brings on this issue. But one additional point. I mean, it really is another example. And, again, I voted for Republicans and Democrats and worked for them, too. It's not a partisan comment. Really is an example of the Trump administration coming up with a solution to a problem it didn't have. And I think this is only going to make what is already a long shot, a two-state solution, much more difficult.
Thank you very much for your time. Aaron David Miller, senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.